You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
On the line with us, we have Roman Coz. He's talking all things Days of Our Lives today. Good morning, Roman.
Good morning, Lady Di, and everybody listening. Hope everybody has a ripper day today. Yes, that show used to start off with, like sands through the hourglass over the days of our lives. This is McDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
Love it.
That show's been going since November the 8th, 1965, as you mentioned the other morning, 56 years ago. Just a casual 14,000-plus episodes. And it's only the only show longer in the world at the moment is Coronation Street, which has been going since December the 9th, 1960.
Wow.
Eventually they keep going. It may well beat us. Who knows? The Days of Our Lives are set in a town called Salem in Illinois, and there's always been the four main families, the Bradys, the Hortons, the DeMaras, and the Kyriakis family. Stefano DeMara, I certainly remember him as being a naughty guy years ago.
Yes, he was.
Frances Reed started off as Alice Horton in 1965, and she played the same character for 45 years until her death at the age of 95.
That's unreal.
There it is, isn't it? Yeah, well, wait, there's more. Suzanne Rogers is the current longest-serving continuous member. She's been playing Maggie Horton since 1973. I was 23 then. I can't...
Wow, I was one then.
Gee, it's a ripper, isn't it? She's been in and out of the show a few times because she's had a couple of health issues, but she must be an obvious dead-set goer, so she'll be in her 80s by now, I'd say.
And she looks good too, Maggie.
Yeah, yes. She's been terrific. I can certainly remember her. Susan Seaforth Jones, who plays Julie Williams, is the only actress to have appeared in all of the decades, though not continuously like Suzanne Rogers. She also played Joanna Manning in a TV series called The Young and the Restless. Did you ever watch that one, Di?
I still do. I know, I'm sad.
Silly question, Roman. Susan Seaforth Jones, she married a guy called Bill Hayes in 1974, and Bill played her screen husband, Doug.
And he still does at the age of 90-something.
Yeah, they're all getting up there. He had a big hit with a song called Davy Crockett many, many years ago.
No way.
Yes, he did. On our system, I think we've got the Tennessee Ernie Ford version, which is not as good as Bill Hayes. Bill Hayes' version is fantastic. It came about with the Fess Parker movies, probably about the late 50s. Susan's mother, formerly a small part-time actress, she ended up becoming head screenwriter for The Days of Our Lives and also part-time with The Young and Restless when her daughter was there. So mother and daughter business there. McDonald Carey, who played Tom Horton from 1965 to 1994, he started off in B-grade movies in the 1940s and 1942, to be exact, and he was quite well known as sort of the king of B-grade movies back in the day. He unfortunately died of lung cancer. He was a heavy smoker and had some alcohol issues. He was always smoking a pipe on the series, you know?
Yes.
So, it was sort of, it didn't do him any good in the finish. 1975, the series went from 30 minutes to 60 minutes. And it covered so many formerly taboo TV issues. They covered artificial insemination, racial romance, marriage breakdowns, divorce, rape, death. What I found interesting was one of the characters, Jack Devereaux, has been killed four times.
Yeah.
And he's now alive again.
And he's got some good plastic surgery, old Jack.
Well, whatever they're giving Jack, I'll need some in the future, I think. I'll sign up for it. In 1990, they went a little bit funny and they became sort of supernatural happenings, all sorts of little funny things like that. The critics didn't like it, but the viewers loved it, as they all would do. Some of the storylines over the years, the rape of Mickey Horton's wife, Laura, and subsequent issues, spanned episodes from 1968 to 1975. The feuds between the Bradys and the DeMaras was certainly going on a long time. Tom Horton's amnesia, the 20-year love triangle between John Brady and Marlena Evans, played by the very, very beautiful Deirdre Hall, as I remember. Very young Roman used to like watching Deirdre. And blow me down if there wasn't a character called Kate Roberts who was married to a Roman Brady. Do you remember him?
I certainly do. He's still on the scene too.
Another one. Gosh, don't they go away. Oh, look, my favourite part you know, was the Salem Strangler episodes back in the early 1980s. Now, I was 32 then, so I must have been still watching. but I certainly remember the Salem Stranglers that went for a long time. And in 1984, they did a Gone with the Wind, Let's Go Hide in the Plantation, dressed as Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler period of their lives and the Day of Lives. I don't really understand that one, but that's what I'm reading.
Weird.
And there was The Cruise of Deception, when Ernesto Toscano invites all his enemies and holds them captive on the SS Loretta. Now, as you know, Di, there was a million other, you know, subplots, and gosh, I'd be here for 10 years talking about them all. I'll finish up by just mentioning five actors and actresses who sort of appeared in it that are well known. There was a stack of other actors and actresses that, if I showed you their photos, say, yes, yes, I remember them. Pamela Anderson in 1992, she appeared as Cindy. And later that year, became famous with the series Baywatch.
Yes.
Peter Brown, who some will remember, played a guy called Johnny McKay in a 1950s, late 50s TV series called Lawman, a Western TV series. He played Greg Peters for about seven or eight years. Robert Clary, some will remember him in as Corporal LeBeau in the TV series Hogan's Heroes, a little short guy. Yeah, he played Robert LeClaire in that series. It sort of, I think he was ran a wine bar or something, top of my memory, or a restaurant or something. He just sort of appeared whenever people were having meals type of thing, you know, but he was in it for a long time. Michael Farrell Jr., who was B.J. Honeycutt in Nash. He was Scott Banning from 1968 to 1970. And Shirley Jones, who was the mum in Partridge Family some years earlier. Played Colleen Brady for a year in 2008. So he had quite a few well-known people appeared in that. Di, what a series.
Indeed.
That's all I can say. If I could just get going and going with all the characters and stuff, we'd be here for hours and hours.
Yes, well, look, I'm a bit behind in the series. I need some... Well, when I'm taking a few weeks off soon, I'll be able to sit back and watch and relax. Now, I've actually found that 1955 hit Ballad of Davy Crockett by Bill Hayes, so I'm going to play that right now.
Yes. Oh, ripper. All right, catch you all next week. Are you all back right next week, Di?
No, Terry's back next week, so...
I'll catch up with you before Christmas.
Thank you very much. Roman Cos there. Thank you. Here's Davy Crockett by Bill Hayes from Days of Our Lives.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.